If you want to listen to this episode or any of our episodes ad-free, you can do that now. Head on over to Patreon. Click on the ad-free level. You get all of our bonus shows that you've been hearing so much about. Plus, every single day, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday, you can listen to this episode or any of our other episodes at the same time, ad-free, over on Patreon. Hey everyone, this is David. Welcome back behind the velvet rope. It's everyone's favorite time. Well, not everyone's favorite time of the week, but most of your favorite times. We're joined by Miss Sarah Frazier.
Hi, David Yontif. Oh my God. I've now memorized basically like how you start every show. Welcome back behind the velvet rope. Let's just get right to it. I love it.
We even started the live show like that. I think people were there and they were like, oh, you're actually recording this. I'm like, yeah, this is an episode, baby.
You have been on my mind. I can't wait to hear about how your live show went with Kim D. I mean, tell us everything. This was your first live podcast show, which is a huge deal in New York City at City Winery, which is like a big deal. Okay. I need the whole scoop.
You know what it is? It's kind of like an episode of like RHOBH, which we'll just leave it at that because that's what's on now, where it's like so much happens and like you don't really appreciate it until after the fact. Yeah, I mean, you know, listen, I'll take a lap. I mean, I don't have an ego. It is a big deal to do a live show at City Winery. Like now that the episode is out and I just posted the pictures of me and Kim on stage, people are like, what you did, like people I know in my life are like, you headlined at City Winery. And I'm like, I guess it's a big deal. I never treat anything like a big deal. I'm just all about the work. It went well. Listen, someone came from the UK. Someone came from Vegas. Yes. Yes.
Oh my God. David, you have huge fans.
We had people. So I think the farthest was the UK and then someone was from Vegas.
So but you basically upstaged the queen because, I mean, every British person I know is like, they're not leaving England this week or the past 2 weeks to pay tribute. So, wow, you got someone to leave the UK for you over the queen. That's kind of huge.
I guess so. She was a lovely girl. At the end, like we met her, you know, Kim wasn't such a diva in the green room. She was behaving herself. She demanded a drink on stage as soon as we started. I'm like, does everyone see what doing a podcast with Kim is like? I'm like, we're in front of a live audience, Kim, like chill out. Like, I mean, of course I had to have my drink on stage too. So it went well. Listen, I really thank everyone who came out. You know, it was great meeting a lot of the listeners. Q&A at the end, people had questions. Someone was like, you know, DM'd and was like, you know, I don't know. I didn't know it was being recorded. I couldn't ask what I really wanted. I was like, you can ask anything you want. Like, we would have answered anything. I'm not afraid of like PK and Dorit and lawsuits and, you know.
You're a lawyer, for God's sake.
You know.
Always know what to say and what not. Lawyers are, if they're good at medium, which a lot are, they know what to say and not to say.
I mean, look, I'm not afraid of Diana Jenkins, but
I don't want to be sued by her.
Right. Yet. Like, I don't need to go out of my way and get a cease and desist. I mean, like, you know, and by the way, I mean, this person was like, I wish you could have answered questions about, you know, a book 23 or whatever area. Well, first of all, you didn't stand up and fucking ask if you did, but I'm not afraid of Diana. I don't know the answer. So like, I can't give you an answer. I don't know, you know, but the live show went great. And you and I, you know, I'm going to be in LA. Like I'm on the move. Everyone in LA, I'm taking up residence in. Listen, this Hamptons thing is coming to an end, girl. I mean, I'm going to be here. Well, I'm going to be here next summer. I'm going to be here every summer from now till the time I die. But we're exiting the summer. I have 3 weeks left. And then I'm taking up residence in LA and Miami in the winter. So get ready, dear.
I love it. How many months, by the way, have you been out in the Hamptons now?
When I leave, it's 3 weeks away from 5 months.
No, yes. Tell me, no. Have we been recording for 5 months, you in the Hamptons? Really?
And guess, I still, knock on wood, I had a near run-in on this past Friday night with the one, the only, Singa, Stinga. She was at, now listen, now look, it's not like I go to Almond. That's the gay bar where Mr. Cone goes, like Lou goes there. It's not like I go every Friday. I don't do anything every week because I'm a Gemini and I get bored. I like, variety is the spice of life. But, you know, I've been to Almond many, many, many Friday nights. This past week, I was, everyone, are you going? Are you going? I was like, listen, I have had such a week. I'm going to skip Almond tonight. You know, sometimes I stay in, Sarah. And so it was like the gods of Bravo were up there looking out over me. Something told me I just didn't want to go to Almond. And then the next day I see pictures and videos. The Singa Stinga was in the house at the gay bar.
Now, but wait, aren't you having regret? Because don't you wish you went? Because you wanted to see?
Not really. I mean, listen, if Ramona saw me, I don't think she'd. There's really no love loss. There's no love loss between us, you know?
Why does Ramona not like you? I don't know if I heard this.
She just, you know, and she, and by the way, believe it or not, I've never done anything against her. She doesn't not like me, but she told Harry Dubin, they had a dinner at, they had a dinner at Scarpetta in New York City. This is like a year ago. And she was like, oh, that's that troublemaker. Like somehow Harry brought my name up. She just, you know, listen, I mean, some people think of us as troublemakers over here, Sarah. We're running our mouths. So I've never done anything against Ramona per se. I like her. I think she's great on the damn TV. You know, as a human, she ain't my favorite. I mean, I wouldn't speak to her if I saw her. I'm not interested. Uh-huh. But she said to Harry, oh, that's that troublemaker you're friends with. Oh. Stay away.
You know, it goes back to, and I know you enjoy my sayings, but you know, the other saying that I take to heart is Wendy Williams. And Wendy Williams always said, you have to make a choice in this business. You're either of the people or you're of the industry. And it looks like, David, we are of the people, you know? I mean, and when you're of the people, the industry doesn't really like you because, you know, you bring up all their good, their bad, their ugly. And as you know, you and I have this discussion every other weekend. We have these wonderful guests on, but then they expect you to take sides. Like then they expect, you know, you have a great rapport with some of these housewife women, or like for me, it's these TLC, you know, stars. And then they get mad at you when you have somebody that they don't like on. And you're like, wait a minute, I do a talk show that's like, everybody gets to say their side. But people in the industry do not feel that way. They really, truly want you to pick sides. I have learned that.
They want you to pick sides. And like, when you say we're of the people, like we're of these people that are actually listening right now. Like these people do not want me or you to kiss Ramona's ass and then candy coat. Like they want the actual truth. I think that
I kiss you,
that's
Jason.
Why, well, you, oh, Sarah.
I know.
I never knew that. We'll get into our one-star review.
Keep going.
But so, you know, to me, it's like, yeah, like Ramona thinks of me as a troublemaker, which, okay. I mean, Harry's like, well, I'm friends with him, girl. Like, and I don't need to be friends with the Singa Stinga. She just thinks, you know, she sees the headlines and she just thinks like, that's the guy that causes all the trouble. So look, I'm not afraid of her, but the fact that something told me not to go to the, I was like, I'm okay, Knots. I'm okay, Knots. Let's just end the season on a high note, Sarah. You know, let's end it on a high note. But we are of the people. And you know, one more thing before we move on. The thing about taking sides is it's obnoxious because they wouldn't ask Andy Cohn. They wouldn't ask Kelly Ripa. They wouldn't ask Ryan C. They ask us because they think we're low level, like low hanging fruit that they can push around.
I wrestle with this because part of me is like of the industry because I genuinely love these people so much that I have on, you know, like I'm a huge Uber fan. So it's like, I wrestle with, I don't want to hurt their feelings.
I'm not happy when I burn a bridge.
Me neither. I hate it. Like, I want to be up the middle, you know, like, want some industry friends. I love the people because, like, I admire Wendy. Like, I truly, truly believe, and this is why I think it's going to be very hard for this new round of talk shows coming out. I think Wendy didn't give a fuck about the industry. I really, truly, like, Wendy was. Like, Wendy was of the audience, of the people. Like, she was going to say the shit that we were really, really, really feeling.
Look, she told, she had things with Nene to her face, Cynthia Bailey to her face. She's looked at you and gone there.
Oh, I mean, and I feel like Wendy, you know, so few people can really do that, I feel like, and really, like, believe it. So I admire that.
No, I like, listen, I have industry friends, but it's organic, right? Like, I don't set out. It's just certain people come on the show and you like them. Like, my new Allison Dubois from Beverly Hills and I are having a love affair now. Like, it's just, I think it's organic. But, you know, I have a situation. I don't know if I talked about this on here. I'll make it very quick. I have someone coming up, okay, from a major, major show.
Oh, I think I know this. Okay, yeah, I keep going.
Yeah, I told you the story. And so, yeah. Like, look, this person came on. We loved each other. It's like a major person. It's from, like, one of the major Bravo shows. And, like, we really bonded. We traded texts. Dude, bro, you're going to be in LA in January. We're going to have drinks. I'm going to bring this one and that one. I'm like, I'm going to go out with a whole cast of this. Yay. But so then it's like, listen, can you just do me a favor and send this episode to, like, my publicist? And I'm like, look, you know, I don't do that. But sure, as a courtesy. And I said, like, if this publicist, you know, like, if you said, like, one sentence they want taken out, fine. But they're not, oh, no, don't worry, man. They're not going to nitpick this. I get an email back.
Mm-hmm. Go on.
From this publicist that wants, like, 17 to 25 edits. One huge part of, like, 25 minutes is talking about, imagine if it was, like, Kyle talking about Kathy or you know what I mean? Like, yeah. I don't know, like, someone major, like Craig talking about Shep, or it was a whole discussion about someone major. And I'm like, wait, you want me to now take 25 minutes? This person is, like, the star of the show. You don't even want this person mentioned. And mind you, there were 17,000 other edits. And I was like, I pushed back and we went back and forth. And then at that point, you're like, the bridge is now burned. It's like, even if I do this, I'm going to be, but then it got into, like, well, your follow-up question, I don't know the exact words, but it was like, you baited this person. Or I'm like, bro, I'm doing my fucking job. And it wasn't baited, but it was something like entrapped. And it was like, man, I'm doing my job. Like, you're basically telling me I'm doing my job correct. And not only that, it was just all this other stuff of, I'm sorry, in my experience, podcasts always take out what I ask. I'm like, well, this is behind the velvet rope. Like, I'm not taking any of this out now. And it was one or two specific things are going to be a huge fucking deal. These listeners are going to be like, holy fucking shit. I'm not doing that. My loyalty is to these people. And I mean, the bridge is burnt. And then I thought it was over. I didn't tell you this. I thought it was over because, like, I said no. And, like, what I just ignored. Like, 5 days later, I get a random email. So are we good on this? Like, do you understand that I want this? I'm just like, I'm ignoring now. I don't, you're not my mother. You're not my boss. I don't have to get back to you.
And by the way, I will say this person has been in this business a while. Like, I mean, you know, there's something if this is your first season.
Yes.
And you're not media savvy or whatever. Okay. But the person that you're discussing knows better. It's just, it's like, no, it's no, you're no.
Like, it's like,
I'm sorry, you know, this isn't fucking, you know, you are a big deal, but you're not Julia fucking Roberts. You know, I mean, no, I'm with you. And I try to be accommodating as well to people. I usually say, look, you know, if there's something major we can discuss at the end of the interview, I want you to be relaxed. I want you to have fun. But there's a line, and that's like the line, you know, it's, yeah. And I know. And look, I've been there too. And it's just like, I get to the point, like, I feel like sometimes I don't want any more industry friends because nope. I don't.
Remember the good old days? And I'm really dating myself here. I know when you had to like go to your psychiatrist's office and like sit there and wait in the waiting room and it was quiet and you were looking at people around you and you had to wait and you had to walk there and you had to drive there. Mental health and therapy and psychiatry has never been so simple. Now that you're able to access mental health in the comfort of your own device, it's never been so simple to schedule. Talkspace, it's really changed the game. You can send messages to your dedicated therapist and the Talkspace platform. You could schedule your sessions. You can help set goals all from your device. You never have to leave your home. And if you're like me and you travel and you're really never in one place for more than a few months, it's great. You don't have to keep changing therapists. They have thousands of licensed therapists with years of experience in over 40 specialties: depression, anxiety, substance abuse, trauma, anger management, relationship issues, food, eating. As a listener of Behind the Velvet Rope, you get $100 off your first month with Talkspace when you go to Talkspace.com/velvet. To match with a licensed therapist today, go to Talkspace.com/velvet to get $100 off. That's Talkspace.com/velvet.
It's not worth it. It's like, come on my show, say what you want to say, stand by your truth, especially for those people who've been in television many years. I mean, it's just, it's crazy. And then they blame you. It's like, what?
And by the way, so first of all, nothing is being edited out. You listeners can thank me when this comes out. And mind you, it's like, just like you said, I've said this before, there's twice in my career when someone was talking and I was like, holy shit. One was Charlie from Vanderpump Rules season one, which became a huge big deal. She got in big trouble when she was talking about Stassi and the Mean Girls. And another was Andrew Gray from Bling Empire, who was talking about how the show is fake. Twice, for each their first seasons, I was like, where is your publicist? Where is your manager? You are, this is so awful what you're saying. This is going to go viral and you are fucked. Twice. The other 600 shows, exactly what you said. I'm like, you are an ex, you know what you're doing. And mind you, when I'm talking about, say, like I'm asking you about Andy Cohn or like, you know, like a Lisa Vanderpump or like a Kathy, when you're saying things about a big fish, you know that this is the big fish. Like, we're not talking about, you know, Raquel Leviss and, you know, James Kennedy over. We're talking about like the big fish, like the Erica thing. So when you're talking about private stuff that no one's ever heard before, it's Andy Cohn or Lisa or whoever, you know what you're doing. Give me a fucking break. And shame on you for saying it if you didn't want. And I don't even think it's the person. I think it's like, but nothing is coming out. So there you go. And one more, what was the other thing? I don't know. Yeah. So I guess the only other thing is that there's no drinks at LA now. And that's okay. I'm not compromising these listeners of the show.
There's no drinks? What does that mean?
Well, now, I mean, the person I stopped texting with, like reality legend of like, who I really did get along with. I'm like, I feel weird now. I feel weird because you're CC'd on these emails. I mean, you're not saying anything, but I mean, I guess drinks are off because like,
Maybe you'll be surprised. Maybe, you know, I think too, sometimes people just like, you know, it's that saying, right? You don't know what you can get until you ask for it. So sometimes I think too, like we might take it to heart, but I think a lot of times publicists, they put just to like, see, but then the reality is the publicists need you too. So it's like always this game of don't do this, you know, but then I don't know. They need you too. I think you might be surprised how it ends up.
Well, that's the only thing before we move on, I was going to say is like, what goes around comes around in this business. Like, I do think this bridge is burned at the moment, but like, you look at like a Jill Zarin and be like, we're cool. Like, I like Jill. Like, you know what I mean? Like,
I guess Jill loves you.
She's like, so like the bridges you burn are not always like you repair things. And again, I am not being cocky. I do not want to burn a bridge. I do not think I'm better. I am not arrogant, but I'm not going to compromise this show and these listeners. Like when someone wants like 45,000 edits, like this isn't like fucking Milk Toast. I can name you the Bravo podcast. You can go listen to if you want smiles and rainbows and fake shit. I'm not going to do that because like I don't need any more enemies today. Anyway, we have another fan. Someone else is like liking our last episode on Salt Lake. Miss Jen Shaw, did you see that?
Yeah, now I'm nervous. I'm going to end up on her story as being blasted for something. Yeah, I mean, actually, you know what was funny? It was a big week for us. A lot of Bravo and celebrities. I mean, I'm talking Jill Zarin, Jen Shaw, Donnie Wahlberg, Jenny McCarthy. I mean, we had a lot of interaction on our podcast.
Donnie, so what was it? So we talked about Jenny joining and Donnie, I saw Donnie responded to you and said something.
Okay. So, and I aired that episode. I found that one of our discussions that there is a rumor going around that Jenny McCarthy is going to be on RHOBH and she's replacing Lisa Rinna, right? Okay. So
which makes it brilliant. It's a brilliant idea.
Brilliant. And even though they're denying it, we all know people deny, deny, deny until the day they appear on a show, right? Probably for contract reasons. So Jenny had put up, I think it was maybe like a makeup transformation or whatever. And I said something to the degree of, okay, oh, blink four times if you're going to be on the new season of RHOBH. And interesting, because I actually think this is an interesting sign, although I know they're very tightly married. Donnie Wahlberg jumps in and goes, you know, at no, like all kinds of, you know, O's.
I saw that.
We love watching, but we are not going to be on. I don't know. I thought to myself, and then I wrote back, are you kidding me? PK, Mauricio, you, Harry, it's NKOTB, you know, 2.0. And then he kind of laughed or whatever, right? But I was like, I don't know. It was an interesting denial very quick. You know, they get thousands of comments. Why are you answering mine? Now, I know he's very interactive with the audience. I mean, they go to Waffle House with their fans. I mean, they are very interactive, but I thought you jumped on that real quick.
I have a picture with the two of them. I've met them before. They are two, especially Donnie, but both of them are truly lovely people. Lovely. Oh,
they're like, you can tell. And they genuinely are in love with each other, I think is really cool. I mean, I feel like there's no better catch for Bravo. Like if Bravo could nail that, I do think, even though Lisa Rinna says she's the LeBron James of the franchises, I feel like we would forget about Rinna.
You think what? Like, I mean, because they are very involved in each other's marriage and they're, what you think Donnie was just too quick to like, oh shit, like we better shut this down because Daddy Cohen is going to like take away our job.
Maybe. I don't know. I kind of, you know, I don't know them. So I don't know how they know the media game though really well, right? They've been in it a long time. I don't know. I just thought the denial was awfully quick, but maybe that works the other way. Maybe Donnie really, maybe they are not interested. I mean, look, she's a judge on The Masked Singer. I guarantee you Bravo isn't going to pay her the money she's making because she's been doing Masked Singer how many seasons? Five.
And what an easy, millions. Not, I'm sure it's not easy, but what a pleasant, you sit with Nicole Scherzinger and Ken Jeong. I mean, this Robin is, there's Smith. No drama like you. It's not a bad gig. And Jenny's really right a lot of the time, more than the other judges. She's good at, like, she's not losing that job. So I mean, to sit there for what? Like, I mean, I'm not, again, it's not easy, but there's no drama, right? I mean, there's drama with who's walking out over Rudy Giuliani, I guess a once in 7 years drama. But yeah, I mean,
I do think though, you know, the thing with Bravo shows is like, we talk about these women. I mean, people, I don't think are going to work and talking about The Masked Singer. You're watching it as like just escapism. You're laying on the sofa, you're watching it with your kids, right? So I do think for them, like for Donnie and Jenny, they don't need the money, but I do think like for publicity wise, like getting people talking about them, Bravo is a way better outlet, like being on RHOBH. But a lot of people, some people are, take the money and run. Like maybe you don't care. I don't know.
Like I think Rebecca Romijn and Jerry would be great on it. Mind you, now I don't think Rebecca has that in her. That's just me. Jenny, I think has it in her. Jenny would be Rinna 2.0. She would snap at you. She would be sloppy, but she would be great. I think Rebecca's too nice. Mind you, Rebecca and Jerry are like the hardest working. Like they're now hosting the new reality Love Boat. Like they're busy. So I mean, I don't think, but I saw Donnie respond to you and I think that was interesting. Maybe you're right. Maybe it was a very quick denial of like shit before this gets out. But I'm starting to think, because she does say she's the LeBron James, Miss Lisa Rinna. Listen, people don't realize I'm not a flip-flopper. It's that I'm being honest with you in the moment. So if I change my mind every week, that's a good thing. That's a good thing. It shows that I'm not like, there's no ulterior motive here. I don't know. I'm starting to think you and Kim D, and Lisa Rinna are right. I'm starting to think maybe she ain't going.
Well, and you know, she dropped the whole LeBron James thing. I'm the LeBron James of
I saw of
R-H-O-B-H. They
have can't to, afford to lose me.
Can't afford to lose me. Just like a couple days ago, right? Like in the midst of everything that's been going down. I mean, I don't know. She's awfully cocky. You know, she is awfully cocky. I don't know. See, I think she's coming back for, I've said that from the beginning. And
I think
and,
you might be right. I think you might be right.
One of the reasons I believe it now is, see, my theory is, and I'm with you, I'll change my mind next week, but you look at RHOA, they're bringing back the entire same cast they just announced. I think they've learned their lesson. They got destroyed with New York, destroyed with the OC in this whole fucking thing of shaking these stupid shows up because, oh, they've got to be younger. They've got to be this. They've got to be that. It didn't work. It's not work. It's a colossal fail. So I think they're nervous now. I think they're going to, if the formula works, and I mean, from what people say, RHOBH, enormous ratings.
Huge.
Why are they going to mess? They're not stop. They've done this.
And you could still change the show. I mean, look, you'll get rid of Diana and Dorit and Sheree.
Oh, I have a theory. I think you keep Dorit now. I have a theory.
You do?
She won me over this week. Dorito won me over. Dorito,
listen,
she earned her season.
When she speaks up, and Crystal had her moment. Listen, I say justice for Crystal all along. I think you need Crystal. I think you need someone who's normal. Crystal ain't afraid. She can speak up. Yeah, I mean, look, I mean, there's so much to unpack there. And I look, Rinna's highly paid, but yeah, I'm starting to think that she survives another season, whether you love her or not.
Let's be honest. I'm a new producer. You have the producer mind. Let me ask you this. Okay. Do you think they have another plan without Lisa Rinna right now?
It would have to be like a Jenny McCarthy. It would have to be a stunt casting. Erica Jane is in Chicago as Roxy Hart. It would have to be like a stunt casting, a name. Jenny would do it. She would do it. I don't think a Kimora Lee Simmons would do it. She could be great. It has to be someone where you're like, holy shit, Jenny fucking McCarthy. Like where we were so excited for the new person, not Tori Spelling. That's not going to happen. It needs to be like a Jenny McCarthy. That is the only way to me that you can get rid of Rinna. You have to make people talk about the replacement. And it has to not be stunt casting because the person has to fit in now with everyone else. That's the only way it's going to work. Otherwise, yeah, I think you just say, right. And like, this isn't saying Rinna's here for 30 years, but it's like, okay, one more season. Let's see how this goes.
Because they need more time to figure it out. I'm sure they didn't. I don't think anybody, and I'm not saying this is their lack of planning. I think it's hard to know how a season is going to unfold.
Yeah.
So, you know, they don't have enough time to try to find that Jenny McCarthy. And let's take Donnie Wahlberg. He seems like an honest person at his word. They're not interested. They're not doing it. Like you said, there's nobody else. Tori would be awesome. But I don't think Tori can bring it in the way.
No, and she would jump the shark. It would be Tori doesn't fit in. It's the same reason when she does interviews and she talks about her career. Like you can't just hire Tori Spelling. Like she almost became a caricature of herself in life. And she knows that she fed into it with all like her projects, which you become that when you're on the Housewives, but you can't be that season one. It has to be like, you're a team player. Tori would stick out too much to me. Like Jenny wouldn't, Denise didn't, you know, I don't know. I'm really thinking that Rinna survives. I'm sorry to tell everybody, you know, another unpopular opinion. Oh, Sarah, people like, we got like, I didn't realize you can like, people are like, you know, wait a second. The two of you, Erica didn't know. Ugh, tuning out. Like, okay, we're allowed to have our opinion.
I mean, yeah, EJ didn't know.
I mean, that's not the craziest opinion that you ever had. So I was rewatching Roni the other day, because that's what we do here behind the Velvet Rope. And it was that episode where Leah found the vibrator and the chicken. Oh my God. Did we ever find out whose vibrator that is? But all I could think of was, I hope for Luann's sake and Sonia's sake and Ramona's sake and Leah's sake, I hope that was a Dame Products product. Dame Products will hook you guys up and help you feel good. They have so many options to choose from. There's the Eva. That is literally the first hands-free couples vibrator. And it's designed to enhance partner play without getting in the way. There's also the Air. It's a suction vibrator designed to, well, get you there fast. And you know, having a pleasure practice, it's good for you. It's not just about feeling good. It improves the quality of your sleep. It helps you de-stress. It relieves pain. There's so much good that comes from it. And the best part, Dame offers hassle-free returns within 60 days. So your satisfaction is literally guaranteed. There's no risk. Just go to dameproducts.com and enter code VELVETROPE and you get 15% off site-wide. That's right, site-wide. So you can choose the products I mentioned or any of the others. Dameproducts.com, use code VELVETROPE and get 15% off your first order.
I mean, I'm sure we'll get into all that, but I did want to ask you, what do you think Jen Shah liking your posts and watching your stories, what do you think that meant?
I don't know. I started to think, because listen, I truly can't remember. You know, we do 1,000 shows.
We trashed her.
We did.
I did.
Oh, I think I said she doesn't know what she's in for. I think two things. She didn't really listen. She just saw that the picture of her, or like, Jen Shah's like, want, you know, some of these girls like to be talked about, good, bad, and different. I actually appreciate that more than like where we started with all these sides. Listen, I don't want to get on Jen Shah's bad side.
Well, we basically said you're going away from.
But I do think I still do. Someone was arguing with me and they're like, Emily B. I speak to Emily D. Baker all the time. She says, yes, 5 years. So I don't know what she said on her own show. That's what she said on my show. I think Jen Shah's going away for 5 years or more. That's my opinion. I hope I'm wrong. I mean, let her, whatever. What do I know? But that's my opinion. I'm going to stick with that.
Yeah, I'd be curious to see her thoughts if she did listen. We said that. And then, you know, and I do stand by this. I mean, she came out saying there's a cast member that's racist, used the N-word towards her son, and alleged other things. And I think we said this, I know I said this clearly, that might be true. It's just, it's hard. Jen has a huge credibility issue. So it's hard to, I think that comment didn't go anywhere because I think people are like, how can we believe you? And I do think that's true. That's what I would say to her if she were sitting here, and I'm sure she would yell at me. But anyway, I just feel you have a lack of credibility. I'm sorry.
I see what you're saying. I didn't even think of that. I just felt like it has to be your children. I go back to my Christmas gifts for the next 10 years. And I go back to like, I would start talking to people that have been in, like, I'm not even trying to be sarcastic or funny or mean. I would start talking to people, maybe she has, that have gone to federal prison for 5+ years and just listen to them about what to expect when you get there and just start mentally preparing for it. Listen, it's hard to prepare for it. I understand the like, why if I'm free now, would I do that to myself? I personally, knowing the type of person that I am, Kim D and I had someone go to jail. I forgot when they went in, but like, because of COVID, it was like delayed. And I'm like, Jesus, like, I would just, can you volunteer to go in? Like, I'm the type of person that likes to get things done. So if I had a clock that was going to be 5 years or more, I wouldn't want to ride it out and do PR for the season and go to the reunion. I would really just want to go in like the next day and start the clock running. Does that make sense? That's just me. But regardless, I don't think she's prepared. And it was just like, girl, like, why are you worried about your castmates? I mean, let's see who visits you, you know, and stands by you. And then who cares what they say? And I understand it's the job. That same thing goes to Rinna, where people are now saying like, you know, is Rinna the most diabolical, hateful creature that's ever existed? Or is she just like doing her job? Like she's been posting that stuff a lot.
Rinna's, there's doing your job and then there's like really poking. And I mean, I don't know if we're going to get into the latest season. You tell me where you want to go next. But I mean, I have so many thoughts on the latest episode of RHOBH. And Rinna going up to the bar and ordering 818 tequila when Kathy is there promoting her stuff. And like they all do, they all are allowed. I mean, Mauricio wears that damn agency fucking hat everywhere he goes. I mean, it's Rinna did that as a direct dig, a complete direct in Kathy's face. You know, I mean, there's doing your job. She's already done her job this whole season. She could sit back, you know, but I mean, to do that, This season is so good. I don't even know what Jennifer.
And you don't think it's like producer tapping her on the shoulder and saying like, go order Kendall Jenner's.
I think Rinna's tapping the producers on the shoulder and going, watch me work. Like, I mean, I don't think Rinna needs to be produced at all. No, she did that as such a dig. And you know, I mean, they just completely discard Kathy. They should let Kathy have her moment with this damn tequila. Look, is Kathy rich? Does Kathy need the tequila money? No. I mean, but still, they all are allowed to. I mean, we all had to sit through Rinna Beauty pool party at Crystal's and all that bullshit. And we had to see all the lip gloss. We have to do that now with everybody. You know, it doesn't matter who they are. They all come out with some crap. So, you know, let Kathy have her couple of episodes, you know.
People are not happy with her. And the one thing I do have to say, even though I really might think Rinna's going again soon, but now I don't, is, you know, I do think Diana posted that, you know, look at this sunset. And sometimes something like a sunset going proves that sometimes exits
endings are beautiful beginnings. Yeah. Yes.
I mean, Diana, sweetie, I don't know how else you want us to take that. Like people are like, is this about Beverly Hills? I mean, girl, I don't know what else it would be about. And by the way, just so we know, you know, not going to BravoCon, Rinna has already come out and said, you know, it's due to scheduling conflicts, which I mean, that could be the case. Sure.
I don't think so. I don't think I don't know, because, you know, you saw two different bloggers. I don't know what the different Bravo blogs are, but anyway. Well, one blogger said Rinna told or responded to her comment saying that she was promoting Rinna Wines. That's why she wouldn't be there. Then some other blogger, I guess, I don't know, who maybe knows a friend of Rinna said, oh, really? She told me a completely different story. So there's conflicting reports out there of why Rinna isn't there. But no, I guess now I'm team you. I kind of agree with you. There has to be a scheduling conflict because...
Well, like Jill Zarin's going to be there. I mean, Ramona. I mean, there's no OG show in the works, nor is there going to be any time in the next 365 days. So like there's people that are not on the network. Carolyn Manzo and Albie Manzo are there. So like you don't have to currently be with the network. So to say like this shows you're fired, that doesn't really... Listen, the last BravoCon, I mean, they made $5,000 a day. I know that for a fact. Like Ramona turned it down. Sonia turned it down. I mean, Ramona will do anything except be around fans, although she's going now because her $1 million check is taken away from her. But like, you know, you don't have to say yes. There are people that say, I'm not going to go to BravoCon. Like Chef Rachel from Below Deck said, like, this is all a bunch of bullshit and it's all corporate, you know? So like, you don't have to go, you know? So look, I mean, does Rinna want to be, I mean, this is going to make these listeners hate her even more, but like, does she want to be around a bunch, you know, 10,000, no. 20,000 screaming fans? Lisa, Lisa, Lisa. No, she's, look, it's kind of like, oh, I'm going to get so much hate for saying this, but it's kind of like Christine Quinn, who's left selling Sunset in the dust. And I mean, Girlfriend is like front row at every fashion show in Paris. And like Christine Quinn has become bigger than Selling Sunset. Now, Selling Sunset is the best reality show that's ever existed other than The Hills. So I don't know what everyone's doing not watching it. But like, in the world, I mean, people don't agree. They commented on my post, like, where Rinna's like, I was Lisa Rinna before Beverly Hills and I'll be her after. Like, Rinna, I could see her not wanting to go. She just doesn't want to interact. And she wants to elevate herself as like, I'm just above this, which doesn't mean we like that arrogance, but it works from a marketing point of view, right?
Yeah, it does. No, I agree with 100% your theory, actually. And I think by not going, it's just a good cooling off, a good cooling off period. Obviously, this season has been hot, 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 super intense. So I think it does give like a respite to everything, because the next time we see Lisa Rinna is going to be a year from now, basically. You know what I mean? Like in the sense of on TV, in a public. No, I think you're right. I think it's actually a gene. I think it's a good move for her. And what do you take Diana Jenkins not being there? You think she's really done?
I think Diana's done. I just think that this post about the endings, I think she's foreshadowing what's coming. You know, there is a lot of controversy that she was seen at an aquarium with her daughter right a day before. I might get the timeline a little off by a day, right with the reunion where she supposedly has COVID, but she's out. Did she not want to face the people? But I just think that, look, she might also be resigning, but I really feel that, you know, like she's associated with this dark season. You know what I mean? So like she's the scapegoat. And if you think about it, like no one really took to Dr. Jen or Noella on the OC. Diana just has more of a fan, like a buzz around her because it's Beverly Hills. Do you know what I mean? And like Epstein and all this bullshit and like the area, the book. And so there is, but I just think, and I'm not even saying any of that's true. I just think that she is going to be lumped in with this off dark season, not ratings off, but this dark season. And I just think, I mean, no one likes her. I just think it's easy to get rid of her. Like it was with Jenny Nguyen when we, you know, found all these racially insensitive things on Facebook. Find those same tweets. I've said it before. Go and find all those things that Jenny said and did about Teresa Giudice or, you know, Meredith Marks, and they wouldn't have been fired. So I just think it's an easy, like, get rid of Diana. No one likes her. And I mean, we have to change something. Yeah. I think Diana's really done. I do.
Okay. I agree with that. I agree with that.
I do. And then like, listen, I really do think in a way, bring on the hate, hate us for the Erica comments. I mean,
well, I'll give you it. This past week, you know, EJ was insufferable. I mean, it was now last week when she like came after all of them and was basically saying, you know, I get her point of view. I'm a victim too. I didn't know Tom and Girardi Keys were doing this. I had no idea. I'm not giving back anything until the court of law says Tom bought this with funds that were not allocated to him personally. Like she said, the minute they say that, I'm happy to give. I thought she made perfect sense. This week, just the whole thing of like, oh, they're all going to get hats, but I bet they're not talking about me, about my case that I've won. You know, it's just like, okay, you know, I don't know what you want. Like, okay, I thought you left on a high note last week. Go and show up for the women, you know, and fuck them. Like, we get your anger. Like, they're not going to keep at you. Well, probably Crystal and Garcelle are, just because they're going to edit it that way. But, you know, now she's just insufferable being at her own little cafe and wouldn't want to let them into the clothing store. It's just like, all right. And then, you know, Diana, go in and buy so I can watch you buy expensive things. It's like, all right, Erica, we get it. You know, I mean, but there are other things happening in the world aside from you not being as rich as you were. You know, she does it.
You understand why people are turned off by her.
Well, I just think I do. I totally do. Cause I don't think she knows when to quit. Like, I think she has great moments where she makes perfect sense. And then she just doesn't get it. You know,
I didn't mean to cut you off. I just don't understand why, like, you guys, like, why do you enjoy hate watching? I don't get it. Like, look,
really? I love to hate watch. Yeah.
I mean, you do. Like, we don't hate Ramona. Like, we love to hate her. There is a difference. People really hate Erica. I think people hate Lisa Rinna more than they hate Erica these days. People hate Lisa, the rage and the hatred. The same thing with Teresa. Every time Kim is on and she goes off, I get all the comments like, you go, Kim, fuck Teresa. Like, I don't know. Doesn't this eat away at your guys' lives? Like I don't hate watch. I just watch.
Well, I don't have time to. I do not have time to like hate celebrate or hate tweet. Like I don't know who these people are who spend and it goes for all these reality shows. They go on Twitter. They write these huge diatribes. They're like coming.
You guys are. I mean, people are passionate.
It drives me nuts. Like people tag Andy Cohen, like, "Ooh, Andy, you know, you're going to still like promote this person. You think Andy reads his own shit or gives two fucks what you think in Des Moines, Iowa? No, he doesn't give two rips. Like, get over yourself. You know, like everybody now, look at me. I'm like, everybody thinks they're like a TV host. And here I am like, you know, basically doing the same thing.
Moved to anyway, LA, thinks she's hosting now.
I think I'm doing this. But you know, it's just
is this
like,
why everyone hates you, Sarah? Maybe. I mean, you honestly, Vicky, I don't insulted Oklahoma. You just insulted Iowa. But you know, that's okay. You just
whatever. I'm from Maine. All right. That's also bumfuck nowhere. So look, seriously. You can trash on Maine. Exactly.
No.
So there you go. No, I don't.
No, anyway. I mean, okay. I think Diana is going though. I do. I just think I think she's gonna go. And I think
I agree.
We'll see about Rinna. Before we wrap up, what else would be? Can I just say I just love her, I hate her. I just love from an entertainment point of view when Erica goes into the demonic Erica voice and she's like, or what? Like we got more of that. Right. When she goes into the like, I am fighting for my life. Like, whether you love what she's saying or not, I just love when she goes into, and yes, there is an absolute double standard. And Crystal or Garcelle pointed out, I think it was Crystal like that episode the other week, like where she was at the bar and wait, like her and Kyle are best friends again. If that were something about Crystal makes Erica just want to rip her head off. So I do think it's a double standard just from a pure, I'm not saying I'm team this or that, but just from a pure, I love when Erica like snaps and it's demonic Erica. And it's like, even when she does her confessionals and she's in that like overly eyeshadowed and like that wig where she's just like, nah, I don't know what. And she even says it to producers like a couple of times. She's like, she's like, what is your point in that question? Like Erica is just, I don't know.
I love EJ.
Guys, she ain't going anywhere. I hate her. Don't watch, but I mean, she's not going anywhere. And by the way, thank you for hate watching. Cause I think now a lot of people hate listen to us because this Erica thing, they're like, how dare you say that she didn't know? Well, we're entitled to our opinion. Before we go, we have so much to get to next time. God. Anything else to wrap up? I mean, it's going to be interesting as we head into the reunion. It's sad, I think, two sisters fractured. I heard Kyle and Kathy. It's the whole reunion, really. Anything else? We'll talk about a lot of other things next time. I mean, I think it's just...
We have so much to break down now, all the theories of you know, Aspen edits. I mean, you know, Teresa, I mean, so much coming out about Teresa and Melissa and Joe and how fractured that is. There's really a lot.
But anyway, our next show, we're covering all of that. I can be found at Behind Velvet Rope and Apple, Spotify. Follow me on TikTok, guys. It's fun. And where can we follow
you? Fun. I agree. Follow me on TikTok at The Sarah Fraser Show. The Sarah Fraser Show puts out new episodes 7 days a week. I'm really known for like my TLC shows, which are Wednesdays. I always have like a 90 Day Fiance star, Sister Wives star, all that good stuff. So you can find me on Spotify and Apple Podcasts too.
Love it. And we will see you all soon.
Bye, David.
Bye.
Thanks for listening to yet another episode of Behind the Velvet Rope. Because without you listeners, I would just be a crazy person with voices in my head. And if you like what you hear, subscribe on Apple Podcasts under Behind the Velvet Rope. And when you're done subscribing, feel free to leave a 5-star write-up review. Because the write-up reviews actually count. We read each and every one of them. We post the best ones. And the reviews really help our shows keep going. And we really appreciate everything you guys say, especially the positive ones. And if you want to find us online, we're at Behind Velvet Rope on Instagram. We are at David Yontef on Instagram. We're Behind the Velvet Rope on Apple Podcasts. Or head on over to Patreon, because you know what? There are just some things we can't talk about here. So for our bonus episodes, go to Patreon and type in Behind the Velvet Rope. And if you still aren't sick of me and you want more David, go to Cameo and book me on Cameo. And you can ask me anything there. I'll answer whatever you want. And I have a bargain basement price of $10. Thank you guys. See you soon.